German media reports say Takfiri militants from Germany have joined their counterparts in Syria to fight against the Damascus government. According to a report by Der Spiegel, some 200 German militants have gathered in northern Syria in what's been dubbed the German camp. Intelligence sources say the number of German Takfiri militants travelling to Syria is on the rise. Sources say a German camp has been set up in northern Syria to serve as a collection point and a training centre for German-speaking militants. The majority of these young men come from the state of North Rhine-Westphalia. European officials have warned that the influx of Europeans to Syria is increasing the threat of future terrorist attacks in Europe. Militants from countries including the US, Canada, France and Britain are fighting in Syria. Mark Glenn is a co-founder of the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement. He's with us now live from Idaho. Mr. Glenn, do you share those concerns that have already been voiced by European governments that these militants are going to go back to their countries and are going to be security threats?
It's entirely possible. You don't learn these kinds of skills, quote unquote, and develop this kind of bloodthirsty history in that it doesn't make a lasting impression upon you even after you leave the environment. All we have to do is look at what is happening in the United States when we have American GIs who have been fighting wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, who have been involved in some of the most horrendous crimes against innocent civilians. And then they come home, and because they are so mentally damaged as a result of this, they perpetuate these same kinds of crimes here in the United States. So I think that this is a very serious concern. However, it would be obviously hypocritical for these countries, particularly those in Europe who are assisting in this rebel insurrection against the presidency of Bashar al-Assad. It would be very hypocritical for them to voice this kind of concern when they are playing such an integral role in helping to bring this about. Essentially, this is a case of what goes around comes around. And if these European countries are truly concerned that these murderers are going to come back to their countries, then perhaps they should stop providing these individuals with the training and the funding that they are receiving in order to go and do these things in Syria.